Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Today with us on Connected, our special guest, Dr. John Polis from Revival Fellowship International, our spiritual father and covering.
Amen.
And we so appreciate his ministry very much.
Welcome, thank you, sir. Tim. Great to be with you and Sharon today, as always, to talk about the goodness of the Lord. I've been talking recently at our church in Fairmont about God's great plan.
God's great plan. What is God's great plan?
Well, it's individual.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." You know, the importance of right thinking is a key to having a great future. I've been talking about how you can create a great future. And the first thing I think a person has to do to create a great future is they have to believe that God has a great future plan for them. You know, a lot of people don't, because they are coming from a framework of their past, and their life hasn't ever been good at any point. They had a hard childhood, they had poverty, they had sickness, and so to stand up and say, God has a great plan for your life, that is a problem for a lot of people.
And a lot of people are in the place right now that they think their best years are behind them. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so we do need a word, I believe, that's going to ignite once again that passion for life and hope for the future.
Absolutely. And that scripture in Jeremiah 29:11 that we've become so familiar with, it tells us that God has great plans for us, a future and a hope. And so we have to, first of all, if we're going to create a great future, no matter where we are in life, it can change. Even if we're old, some people never became really hit pay dirt in life until after they were 60 years old.
That's right.
And so age really has nothing to do with it. But we have to, number one, believe God has a great future planned for us. And then secondly, we have to position ourselves to see what God sees for us. That's really important.
That's awesome. I like what you started off by saying, that right believing, you know, produces right thinking.
Okay.
And, you know, and you could say that vice versa as well. But yet, when we think right and believe right and we speak right, God's going to create the fruit of our lips.
There you go. And that's how we work together with God, because we're co-creators with Him. Creating His image. And if we have the image, the DNA of God in our life, there's a creative side of us.
Yes.
And how does God do it? Well, He thinks, He believes, He speaks. You know?
Amen. And we'll be right back.
In this age of uncertainty, questions come to my mind. What is waiting ahead for me and the rest of mankind? Fear not tomorrow. Is your future unsure? Are you dreading the coming dawn? A long day to endure. Fear not tomorrow. Starting the course she'll take. He sees each hidden snare. He's waiting to guide you through each burden and care. Fear not tomorrow. God is already there. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to
So many have a burden to pray for America, but have no idea where to start. This month at He's Alive, with your love gift of $15 or more to support your station, we'll send you our coaching CD entitled Prayers for the Nation. There are 10 specific prayers covering different aspects of our federal government. On this project, we pray for refreshing, reform, and revival. Prayers for the Nation, set to patriotic music, will walk you through every branch of our government and give you the words to pray for a righteous America. Ask for it when you write. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. Or find out more at he'salive.net.
We're back with our special guest, Dr. John Polis, and he's from Revival Fellowship International. Excited about the subject matter that we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking, Tim, about creating a great future, and the fact that we are co-creators with God. We're made in His image, and, mm-hmm. and there's a creative side to us, and it begins with thinking, right? Mm-hmm. The imagination.
Yeah.
If we the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that we are to cast down imaginations, those images in our mind that mm-hmm. are produced from our thinking process.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what we think, we will believe, and what we believe, we can do. I like what Oral Roberts said in a book he wrote a long time ago, those who see the invisible can do the impossible.
Praise God.
And it begins with our thought process. And there's a great scripture in Philippians 4:6-8. That talks about the process of getting right thinking. And Paul starts out by saying in verse 6, casting our cares on him. He says, be anxious for nothing. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the thought life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The Greek word there is merimna, anxious mm-hmm. thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, first of all, you have to cast off all those anxious thoughts. And I like to say you have to eliminate something, first mm-hmm. of all.
Yes.
And so when I get to the place where I say, I don't care about that anymore. When you cast your care,
yeah.
You know, basically, if I've been told as a child that I was no good and that, you know, I would never be anything, or maybe I was abused verbally or even physically, or lived in a life of poverty or whatever, then I have to get to the place where I say, you know, I don't care about that anymore. That doesn't have any influence on my future. I don't really care. What I care about now is what God said about me.
Mm-hmm.
What are His thoughts toward me?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, I was meditating in Romans chapter 12 one time, and of course we know how it talks about not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But when I was reading in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, where it says, "For I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to say that, but we need to think soberly. And I was hearing something from the Spirit where it says, God has a right to tell you what not to think, what you ought to think, and how to think.
That's a great three-pointer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and so many of us, we're bound by things we not ought to think about.
That's right.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, I was turning there too. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and was reading exactly where you were reading.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So we were thinking the same.
Yeah.
But the word transformed there in Romans 12 and verse 2 is metamorpho in the Greek, and it's transfigured.
Mm-hmm.
Not only transformed, but transfigured.
Yeah.
It's like throwing the switch from darkness unto light. So the soulish realm that's unrenewed mm-hmm. and unsaved, the mind, the will, the emotions you can attach to that, the intellect, mm-hmm. has to be renewed before we can think right.
That's true. And Jesus talked about that in an analogy in Matthew's gospel, where he said a city set on a hill cannot be hid.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you don't light a lamp and then put a bushel basket over it. And the Bible tells us that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get born again, we're lit up with the life of God. In him is life, and the life is the light of men.
Yeah.
And so our candle is now lit. We have light in our inner man. We have the truth and the knowledge of God in us, in mm-hmm. the new birth. But the unrenewed mind is like that bushel basket placed on our head.
Yeah.
That what's in us can't be visible and seen by others. We can't really impact the world around us until that mind is renewed and the soul gets in agreement with the spirit.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love that in the book of Proverbs, the spirit of man is the candle mm-hmm. of the Lord. I just taught a message here recently on the new program, Faith Is Now, about the communication of faith and the possibilities of faith, and it all happens as a result of thinking right.
Absolutely. So Paul said to Philippians then, he said, casting down those imaginations, or eliminating that mm-hmm. negative thinking. Then he goes on to say, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you have to come to a place of peace within yourself by mm-hmm. eliminating all that bad thinking.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're talking about positioning yourself to see what God has for you in your future.
Mm-hmm.
So once I have eliminated that negative thinking, I've come to a place of peace in my heart and mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ready to meditate, because he goes on to say, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any praise, there be any virtue,
that's
think
right.
or meditate on these things.
Yeah.
So I go from elimination in verse 6 to verse 8, where I'm going to meditation now. I'm positioning myself
mm-hmm,
to see.
Mm-hmm.
After elimination and meditation, mm-hmm. getting rid of the old thoughts, start thinking the new thoughts,
mm-hmm.
comes observation.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can see. I begin to see
glory.
Things from God's perspective.
Glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to use the analogy of the glasses. Jesus said that the lamp of the body is the eye. If the eye be single, the whole body be full of light.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible is like God's corrective lenses.
Yeah.
You know, when we renew our mind to the Word of God, it's like putting on a pair of glasses that correct our view. We can now see clearly. So this process Paul gave to the Philippians is something we can use today. Eliminate. Get rid of the old thinking. Meditate. Start thinking the new thoughts of God.
Yes.
And then observation. You'll begin to see what God has in your future.
Praise God. I like 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a sinner saved by grace.
No.
It doesn't say that.
No.
It says he's a new creation.
Yeah.
Those old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new, including the thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. We will be right back, and we'll be praying.
Some shine bright, some shine small. The rains will come and the waters arise. But don't you ever lose your light. In this life, you will know love and pain, joy and sorrow. So when it hurts, when times get hard, gentle wonder as a child's heart. With the ones you love, treasure the time. And for those who are gone, keep the memories alive. Hold on to your dreams, don't ever let go. There's a fire inside you, burn it with hope. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, gonna let it shine. There will be days when you wanna give up, when the clouds settle in. Until then, I'm gonna try to brave the dark and let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
My heart and soul is so consumed with thoughts of you. I'm longing to be in that holy place where seraphim still hide your face, where angels sing unto their King. We stand before you, Lord, here in your presence, and worship you. Oh, there is none like you. We want to know you more, here in your presence, and honor you. Pure and clean, till we are simply everything that you desire. Oh Lord, and that your holy eyes can finally see, the worshipers were meant to be. This is our cry. Oh,
hands and worship you. And there is none like you.
We're back with our special guest, Dr. John Polis, and we feel like it's a time to go to the Lord in prayer and to pray for right thinking for those that are out there listening. That way, when they do speak, God's going to create the fruit of their lips. Hey, you can speak peace to those that are near and to those that are far away in exile places, and you can reel them in.
Amen.
Bring them back
home. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the listeners today. We pray for healing, Lord, right
yes.
now, especially if there's someone listening today that has cancer.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray for the miracle of healing, and we curse it now in the name of Jesus. And,
yes.
and Lord, we just see that thing drying up, that tumor,
mm-hmm.
that growth,
right.
drying
yes.
up from the roots
yes.
and disappearing and falling off of that person's body in Jesus' name. Thank you
mm-hmm.
for the miracle. Lord, we pray that you release a spirit of wisdom and revelation upon the listeners today, that
Praise
the eyes
God.
Of their understanding will be enlightened, that
yes.
they'll know their hope of their calling, what's possible to them because of being a believer in Jesus Christ, and that their minds get renewed to your word in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I just thank you now that there is hope for tomorrow. There is a future. You have promised it. And Lord, I thank you that you guide the steps of that one right now
yes,
who
Lord.
Have said just recently, I'm at the end of the rope. At the end of the rope, there is the Lord right now.
Thank
and
you,
he
Lord.
Has a future. He will guide you. He will direct you. And just trust him. Get in the word. Get in the word. Get in the word and get in his presence. He's going to lead you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
there's a man named Sam that you're listening in the mm-hmm. Clarksburg area. I'm seeing right now there's a cyst. The cyst is located in your arm. It's in your left arm. And God is removing that cyst right now. It looks like a little tumor that keeps popping up. But God is removing that and dissolving it for you right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This weekend, something great is happening in Fairmont at Faith Church. Tell us about it, Dr. John.
It's our 19th year. Actually, to have our annual conference for Revival Fellowship International. And this year, we have a very special guest from the 24th through the 26th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Dr. Sandy Freed from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She's a longtime pastor with her husband. Mm-hmm. She's written some best-selling books on spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if there are pastors and leaders listening to us, the church leaders, deacons, elders, or just Christians who want to have victory
mm-hmm.
in spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn a lot with Dr. Sandy when she's here. So public is invited. We have child care, and the services start on Thursday at 2, and they go through Saturday morning at noon. So you're welcome. It's free of charge, and we hope that you'll come. 600 The Drive. And you can go to our website at rfiusa.org and find out all about it.
Praise God.
It's just wonderful. Once again, especially for intercessors, church leaders, pastors, fivefold ministers,
yes.
This will be valuable, a valuable time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are evening services. If you can't make the day,
right.
starts at 7 o'clock. But once again, the website, Dr. John.
It's rfiusa.org.
Amen. Thank you for being with
Amen.
Us.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.